Hi, Ethan. Come on into my office. So, I got your email that you wanted to discuss finding a thesis advisor. You are majoring in communications, correct?
Yes, right. I was hoping you'd be willing to be my advisor.
Typically, students request advisors based on a professor's speciality. I mean, my speciality, as you know from our class, is the representation of Aborigine culture in Australian television. I've been here at the University of Sydney researching that topic for close to 6 years now, and it's been my primary focus, aside from my teaching responsibilities. What is the topic of your thesis?
Well, right now I don't have a specific topic narrowed down. I mean, I'd like to focus on the hybridisation of native musicians and hip-hop in New Zealand. There's a fascinating blend of traditional Maori music with more mainstream hip-hop music where I'm from in New Zealand. I know your background is in the intersection of popular culture and traditional culture, so I thought you'd be interested in my topic.
I see. That does sound fascinating. The reason I asked is because I want to make sure that I'll be able to help you if we work together. I don't want either of us to be wasting our time, and I'm already advising 3 other graduate students.
Sure, I understand that. What do you require of the students that you advise?
Normally, we meet once a week. I like to check in and make sure my students are on track. Sometimes there's not much more than just a quick chat in my office. Once a draft of your thesis is complete, I'd want to take a look at it and then we could schedule a longer meeting together. Probably about an hour or two, so that we could discuss edits to your draft and I could give you some feedback on what you've written so far. I also like to look over the second draft as well. How does that sound?
That works for me. I'm still doing research, but I'll begin writing soon.
Okay. I also expect that you will turn in a complete draft, not just preliminary notes or an outline. Are you graduating this year?
Yes, I'm graduating in May.
Well, seeing as how it's November now, I'd expect to see the first draft of your thesis by the end of January or early February. Can you commit to that?
Yes, definitely. My thesis has to be between 45,000 and 60,000 words, and I'll be able to produce that if I start writing soon.
Great. Have you tried talking with Professor Smith about your topic? I believe she's done quite a bit of writing about traditional music in Maori culture.
I have, actually. She taught a class last term about that Maori music, and I loved it. She's not advising any more students right now, but she's given me some good sources for research.
That's great. So, when are you available to meet? Does this time each week work for you?
Well, actually, I'm normally working right now. I work mornings in the library on Monday through Thursday, so I'm usually not free until the afternoon.
Afternoons are tough for me. What about Friday mornings?
Yes, that works. I can be here at 8 o'clock on Fridays.
All right, I'll put you in my calendar and expect you here each week at 8 o'clock.
Great. I also have this form for you to sign. I need to let my department know that I've officially got a thesis advisor.
No problem. Oh, you know what? I just remembered I'll be away next Friday for a conference in Melbourne. How about if we start 2 weeks from now?
Of course, that's no problem.
If you need to get in touch in the meantime, just send me an email.
What is the conference about?
It is about the portrayal of Indigenous people in the media. I go every year, but I'm not speaking this time. Normally I do.
Sounds interesting. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Have a good trip to Melbourne.
No problem. I look forward to working with you.